Hello, everyone. We welcome to see you tonight. It's wonderful to see everyone, and thank you for coming, being in the house. Amen. We're just delighted that you've chosen to share your evening with us and be here tonight. Even those that are online, welcome. And we wish all of you a happy September. September already. And we wish everyone a blessed Labor Day weekend. Just a few announcements. We are excited to announce new changes for Wednesday evening service. Please note, it starts this Wednesday, the 8th. We will be starting a half hour early at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30. So this is from this Wednesday clear through the end of the year. We will be starting at 6. We are incorporating still our time of prayer from 6 to 7. We'll be over here in the upper room. And Pastor Chris and the ministry of this church really feel like prayer is vital to our ministry. We don't want to quit meeting for prayer, but it's vital. Amen. Those that have been meeting here on Wednesday night, you know what I'm talking about. And we invite everyone just to come. You don't have to pray. You could just be in that presence that's so intimate time with God. Amen. 7 to 8, then we will be going with Going Deeper, incorporating a Bible study with Pastor Chris. He is already going to be speaking on the book of Matthew, so you don't want to miss that, starting this Wednesday. And just note, Jay Walker's youth will still be meeting. Amen. They're going to be meeting at 6 o'clock also. They'll have lessons and games, and they're excited because they actually get to have more time together, more time to fellowship, more time to be with each other. She had, Liz and Kristen had like eight kids, I think, Wednesday night, amen, and a couple new ones. So they are doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. So bring your kids. We invite you to come join us on Wednesdays. I know you will be blessed. Amen. And I also invite you to attend and bring a guest or a friend. We have a special power class with myself. It's coming up on Monday, September 13th at 6 p.m. here at the church. And light snacks will be provided and coffee. So if I can get you with feeding you, and then I'll feed you the word. But you don't want to miss it. If those who come to PowerFit, this is usually our Saturday morning class, but I decided to have a kickoff for the fall evening class. But it's on Monday, September 13th at 6 p.m. It's just fellowship, Bible study, and a time of encouragement. Amen. God meets us here at those classes. And then the class resumes back on Saturday mornings, starting September 18th. And we just wanted to thank everyone for your sacrificial giving to this house. Hallelujah. For your, no matter how you give it, but I just want to encourage everyone. We do have three ways to give. Hallelujah. By mail, online, in person. So if you forget sometimes to bring your money, your check or whatever, make sure you check this out. You can go home and do it this week and give online. I know several of our members do it. It's quick. It's easy. We thank you for giving unto this ministry. Hallelujah.
The information is also on the Facebook page right at the beginning. The first that we pinned it to the top.
Or you can go to fwcnc.org/giving. It's easy to remember. And then our children's classes for tonight are Zion's Lions with Melissa Smart. Woo-hoo! Kingdom Kids, Liza Shirey. Yeah. So you can see your teachers. Stand with me as we prepare our hearts for worship tonight. Hallelujah. As we prepare tonight and enter into his presence. I believe this is a time when I was preparing today, and I really felt the Lord was speaking to my heart that God is our supply. That he is saying to us, look to me. Rely on me. Look to me. Rely on me. Not out here. Not on your problems. Amen. And he wants us, this is what he told me today, drop your burdens. Drop your burdens tonight. Amen. And this isn't just any burdens. This is the burden that seems too heavy to bear. Who has a burden here tonight that seems too heavy to bear? He wants us to get rid of those kind, the anxieties and cares that are beyond our control, Those are the kind that we can't carry, and we are not meant to, because our Heavenly Father was meant to carry those things for us. Because you know what? He can handle those situations better than we can. We try to do it, and it weighs us down. So I want you tonight to cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And He also says, come unto Me, all you that labor. And what's He say? And are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, refreshment and rest is coming to God's people. Refreshment and rest. Hallelujah. And they're only found in Him. Hallelujah. He says tonight, drop your burdens. Drop them tonight. Because you know why? You drop them here tonight, then you can freely worship, freely rejoice our King. Hallelujah. Because you're not encumbered with that weight. Drop them at His feet tonight. That was He was saying. So Father, we come before You tonight as we prepare for worship, Lord God. As we just drop those heavy weights, those things that try to overwhelm us, Father God. We just drop them and lay them at Your feet, Father God. For You are more able to take care of our issues and our problems than we can ever think, Lord God. Father, You do it best. Hallelujah. You do it mightily. Hallelujah. So, Father, we lay them down tonight, Lord God. We give them to You, Lord God. And we come to You freely tonight that we can lift our hands, we can sing, we can rejoice. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank You for these ones that are here tonight, for mighty are they. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty are they. Hallelujah. We thank You for our pastor. We thank You for the word that He has for us tonight, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, for our listening ears, Lord God, that we can partake, Lord God, together what You have for us tonight. And we just thank You. We praise You. We thank You for our children. We thank You for this ministry, Lord God. We just adore You tonight, and we just want to honor You tonight, Lord God, with our giving back to You, Father God, and trusting in all that You do and say. Hallelujah. Father, we love You. We love You. We know that You love us. Hallelujah. So we worship You tonight. We bless You. We thank You in Jesus' name. And all we said...
My sin was heavy, the chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. Cause when you call my name, I read out that grave. I love the darkness until your glorious day. You call my name. Out of the darkness to your glorious day. Oh, thank you, Lord. For those who heard my message last week, I said something about claiming that victory every day. If you're struggling with something in your life, no matter what it is, you need to claim that every morning. And then sometimes you might have to do it in the mid-afternoon. Sometimes you have to do it before you come to church. You know, we just need to claim it. You know, it's the victory is ours. The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out. Jesus is alive. The empty grave, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the victory. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. Wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, last meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Happy day, you wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never. Oh, happy days. Oh, happy day, you wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Happy day, happy day. As the Spirit is moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come now, Spirit, when you move in my heart now, when you fill the room, you're here and I know that you're moving. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, I know you're moving. I'm here and I know that you feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know that you feel me. Open up the gates, let the heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let the heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know.
Showers of mercy. Jesus reigns, Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns in this place.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Showers of mercy and grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Falling on every face. There is freedom.
Just receive the freedom. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
Jesus reigns in this place.
Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns.
Showers of mercy and grace. Falling on every face, there is freedom.
Say it again.
Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace. Falling on every face. There is freedom.
Oh God, I feel freedom. I feel freedom. Hallelujah.
Jesus reigns in this place.
Oh yeah.
Showers of mercy and grace. Falling on every face. There is freedom.
Hallelujah. Liberating right now. Liberating right now. I feel the Spirit of God liberating. Hallelujah. I feel liberating. Hallelujah. I feel liberty in this house. I feel freedom in this house. Hallelujah. I free freedom. Whatever yoke, whatever bondage. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of rest upon us. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of ease upon our hearts right now. Hallelujah. So just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be flooded right now. Just receive it right now. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, right now, God, Lord. Hallelujah.
Freedom, 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 Lord.
Holy, holy, holy God, holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, you don't have to carry it. You don't have to hold on to it. Hallelujah. But just receive the freedom of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, He's my liberator. Hallelujah. He liberates me. Hallelujah. He frees the captives. Hallelujah. Those that have been bound. Hallelujah. He looses them. Hallelujah. Oh, be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From your mind. From your thinking, be loosed in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Oh, return the joy. Hallelujah to the house. Return the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, God. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Oh, it's right here, right now, God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, we receive it, God.
Is that victory, Lord?
We receive it right now.
Is that freedom, Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Is that joy, Lord?
Joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Flooded with the joy, 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 joy of the Lord, joy of the Lord, joy of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, God. I thank you for liberating us, God. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to carry any weight. Hallelujah. God, Lord, that you've taken it from us, God, Lord. Hallelujah. You bore it on the cross, God. Hallelujah. You took it on the cross, Father God, Lord, that we could come into a place, we could receive all that you have for us right here, right now. Hallelujah. God, Lord, that we can receive it, God, Lord, hallelujah. That this glorious day that we can walk in all that you are, God, Lord, hallelujah. That our faces, hallelujah, might shine, hallelujah. That the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, will interrupt morning, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord shall interrupt your morning, hallelujah. God, Lord, we just declare it, God. We thank you for it, God.
your word declares it, God, Lord. Your word speaks it to us, God. And I thank you for it, God. I thank you for the interrupting it, God. I thank you for disrupting, hallelujah. I thank you for disrupting what the enemy tries to destroy. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you for the freedom and liberty, God, that we're not bound, we're not enslaved, hallelujah, but we are free, hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Jesus, Jesus,
come on, somebody
Jesus,
shout
Jesus,
to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, you're free. You're free. Come on, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Children can go to the classes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. I just want to... Joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, praise team. I thank the praise team. I thank for Dan for the word last week. I thank you for his heart. I thank you. I thank you for all of you that you filled in different places. You took care of things, amen, that I could have a little bit of rest.
Yes, sir.
Amen, my wife and I. But I just thank all of you for just support. I thank you for who you are. I just want to say I love you.
I love you.
And seriously, I just really, all those that support us online, I think it's an honor to that you're here. You can go to place. I think it's an honor that you're here. I really don't take it lightly that you walk with me. Can you hear that tonight? I don't take it lightly that you walk with me, that you're, and I seriously cherish each and every one of you for what you bring, for what you have. And I felt like just telling you that. That we're on a journey. Sometimes the journey's tough. But I couldn't think of any other people that I'd want to walk with it with as you. I mean it. I really do. I really want you to hear that. I want you to hear that. Those that aren't here that couldn't be here tonight, I mean that to them too. Seriously, those that know that they're here in this church, part of this body, I'm talking to you. How do I say it? The journey that we take from the moment that we receive Christ in our lives, it could go so many different directions. And I want you to hear this tonight. I feel this from my heart because our message tonight is called Shine. Tell your neighbor, shine. I want you to hear this, that if the enemy would want to do one thing, he wants to disrupt your shine. I'll say it again. He wants to disrupt your shine. I'm meant to shine. Come on, look at somebody. This is what I mean. You are meant to shine, man. You're meant to shine. You're meant to shine. You are here in this place that we were the jewels of God to shine. Man, I look at you and I see that we're called to shine, but the enemy wants to disrupt you from shining. Come on, amen. He wants to disrupt you from shining, hallelujah, for the glory of the Lord to shine upon you, hallelujah. He wants to disrupt it and he wants to steal the joy. He wants all these things, come on, all these things that, come on, you go with all these weights of these different things. I think of Lindsay and all the things that she has to prepare for school and all the things that they go through. And there's so many, it's so easy sometimes at work and you go through things for your shine to be disrupted. Come on, amen. And I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, as we walk in this journey, don't let your shine, that the joy of your salvation, hallelujah, that God, the return, the joy of your salvation, because here's why, listen, I want you to see this and know that because sometimes along the journey, we gotta watch, we gotta stop, we gotta pay attention, we need to be still, tell your neighbor, be still, and we need to know that God's God. We need to know that God's God, that you're free, that you're free, that you're free, that you're set free, that you're loose, that you're not bound, that the, whatever the enemy says, all those disruptions, all the things, that, the noise that are around us, we need to be still and focus and know that God's God. Tell someone He's still God. And you're about ready to shine. Hallelujah. You're about ready to shine like never before. I feel that in my spirit. Hallelujah. I feel it in my spirit, hallelujah, that there's been some stuff that has kind of covered us over to try to, but we're still shining, hallelujah. There might be some stuff on the outside that covered us over, but we're still shining. There's still shining. There's a lot of things trying to hide it. So don't disrupt my shine. I want you to hear this. There's some things that try to disrupt your shine that you know what they are. Shake it off. Shake it. Listen. Matthew 9:9. I'm in awe of a couple things. I've just been reading this intently the last couple days. There's something here that takes place, and he's with Matthew, and this is the first moment. I just want you to catch this, guy. Just share something in my heart. This is free, and this is Matthew 9:9, and I come out Friday on Wednesday nights. It's going to be fun. We're going to really just open up the Word of God and just really just have a good time. But Matthew 9:9 talks about Matthew, and it's where Matthew meets Jesus. And I want you to listen to this. It says, and Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. If we could just see this, and he says, just those two words, follow me, they're red. So if you look at this in your Bible, and it shows there's just these two letters, two words, follow me. And he got up. Listen, this isn't normal. This isn't what wisdom does. Because I'm here to tell you that sometimes wisdom will fear will mask itself in wisdom. Carefulness will cause us not to get up. And it'll cause us to lose our shine. Being careful will cause us to lose our shine. The joy of our salvation. Because listen, at this moment, he jumped up from where he was. He arose from where he was, and he turned around, because that wasn't normal. That's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. The world looks at it. That's not wise. But listen, I want you to know that we're dealing with the Spirit, hallelujah, not the natural. And he got up from that place that was comfortable, what was a steady job, what looked like it was supposed to be the joy that was fulfilling. But I'm telling you what, he wasn't feeling joy in his heart. There wasn't joy there, because he got up from where he was. He felt it when he seen Jesus. There was something about his presence. It was the presence of God that interrupted that dullness, that emptiness that was in his heart. It was the presence of Jesus that spoke those words, follow me. It was the presence. Listen. It was God's presence that emboldened him to get up from what was comfortable. What was normal. The ho-hum. But the presence of God, Jesus didn't give him time, because I want to help you tonight. Smile. Because I want you to see this, because this is what we say. I mean, here, follow me. Follow me. I want you to see, this is what we do. The moment we hear that, sometimes this is what we begin to do as we walk with God. When you first get saved, you listen, you don't know the natural thing that you stop and, you know, let me think about this first. Because I know that everything that I had in my life was, man, my life was chaos, but I want you to hear this. I left everything behind. Everything. All the people that I knew, other than my family, those people that were rooted in my life, they were a disruption to my shine. But when I received Christ in my life at that moment, I just followed him. I didn't stop and think about it. This is what happens in our walk with God. I want you to hear me. Come on. I want you to see this. This is what happens with our walk with God. The farther we walk with, we normalize everything. We come to church like it's not the first time. It can't be that way. Come on. It's got to be the way that we get up and we follow him. Hallelujah. That we just walk after him. That we don't try to figure it out. But you know, the feelings that we have, we got to be moved by God. That he rests upon me. That if God moves in your heart, don't delay. Get up and shout to God. Bless the name. Bless his name. If you feel like you got to dance, dance. Celebrate God, because it might be your victory. Trying to figure it out, you lose your shine. You disrupt your shine. We try to figure it out. But this is what we do as we walk with God. I begin to think about this. Jesus said, follow me. And wait, where are we going? I feel like I do that to God sometimes now. I feel like I do that to God sometimes. Where are we going? Should I dress warm? Should I dress comfortable? How's this going to be? What should I bring? And how long are we going to be there? Is it going to be long? You know I love you, Jesus. You know I love... Is it going to be long? Because there's a movie. My reservations. Jesus doesn't move that way, man. He doesn't... Stop. He doesn't even give him a chance to even listen. Whatever happened, he didn't even look back. God deposits something within us. And I'm telling you, it's his presence. We got to cherish it. We have to cherish it. We got to cherish it. Because it's the presence of God. It's the presence of God that emboldens me to get up. To do what's not normal. It's the presence of God that caused me to do things that I normally wouldn't do. But the more that we walk with God, the more we try to normalize it, and can't be that way. The most important thing it needs to be is his presence. If I don't have your presence, I have nothing. Emboldened him with confidence to behave that way. that his presence emboldened so many people with this confidence that we got to walk in. And this is what I mean, that he there's people that God spoke to. He said that to have them do extraordinary things. God asked some people to do some things that weren't normal. Listen, Moses, I want you to go back to Pharaoh. I left there. He tried to kill me. You're God, you should know that. You want me to go back? He said, Moses, listen. This is what we got to know in our walk with God. I'm with you. I am with you. Be strong. Listen. Be strong. It's a command. It's not if you feel like it. No, no. Be strong. I'm commanding you to be strong. And God will never command us to do something that's not possible if he commands it. And it's possible. Why? Because I'm with you. See, I want you to know that you won't be strong. You won't be strong when you don't realize I'm with you. The moment you get your eyes off me with you is the moment you lose your strength. Abraham, God asked him to do something that wasn't normal. He said, Moses, or Abraham, leave your homeland, that place you're comfortable. Move out of that place, outside of the surroundings, and I want you to begin a journey with me. And I want you to go into some dry places, some places you've never been before, that you have not been accepted, that you won't be accepted. Do you want to come? Matthew, listen, if he explained everything that was going to happen to him, Moses, or Aunt Matthew, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to follow me. There's going to be some amazing journeys, but there's going to be moments in your life that you're going to wonder, how did I get here and why am I here? But don't get your eyes off it. Be strong and know that I'm with you. There's some things that you can't explain. There's some moments that we got to get our eyes off of the why. I'm telling you, hear me tonight. We got to get our eyes on where, when, and how. How long will it be? When will I get there? And just focus on this. I'm with you. I'm going to say it again, that I am with you. I am with you. That's more than enough. Every one of these men and women of God, that's all they needed to hear. It was Gideon that stood in a place feeling he was rejected by God, and God himself showed up and appeared to him and called him valiant, mighty man of war. I'm with you. You aren't in your eyes because you don't think I'm with you. But Gideon, when you realize I'm with you, you can't be defeated. So don't lose your joy of your salvation. Think of Joshua, Moses, Abraham. Be strong was command. He told the disciples, I am with you always. And then he goes to the cross and dies. Come on, somebody help me. He goes to the cross and he dies. Talk about your shine being disrupted. They hid. They hid. And they were with each other. I think this is so powerful. That's why I think it's so important that as we walk together, that we lift each other, we encourage each other, we strengthen one another. Because it's in those moments that we got to build one another up. We got to walk. We got to encourage one another. We got to strengthen one another. We got to pray for one another. We got to believe in one another. We got to look at one another and say, man, you're mighty. You're awesome. And love one another unconditionally. Because it's not what the world does, but we aren't the world. Hallelujah. We aren't the world, hallelujah. So we're to love, we're to love, we're to love, we're to bless. When it don't look like it, or that person that you might not feel like loving, it doesn't matter because you're not, it's not normal. It's the Spirit of God that's within you. That we let Him motivate us, because if not, we dull or shine. If I can't love my enemies, I lose my shine. Come on, hear me tonight. You hear me? This is so truth that we could take hold of this. Are you all right?
Yes.
The promise of God. Hear me tonight. Listen. The promises of God guarantee a fight. Man, Jesus did not tell Matthew, but we can learn from this moment in their lives. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the fathers of faith, every one of these things, the promises of God guaranteed a fight. It's called fight, the fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. That we fight for the promises of God. Because there's so many things that are going to disrupt the promises of God in our lives. To disrupt your shine. To distract you from the promises of God. Because here's why. Because if you take hold of it and believe it, that you shine forth to those that are abandoned, those that are lost, those that aren't free. He says, so promise of God guarantees a fight between the promise and the fulfillment. There's that boundary there between what is said and the fulfillment of it. There's a fight. And all Jesus says is this: follow me. He didn't get a contract out. He didn't say, listen, here's all the things. This is the things you've got to... These things probably aren't going to work out. This ain't going to happen. This might not happen. This might not happen. Are you willing to follow me? See, because there was something that caused him to get up, and it was the presence. See, if you focus and realize that God's with me, the presence of God, be still. Be still. Be still and know. And know that I'm God. I'm not going to try to compete. I'm not going to try to convince you. I just want you just to be still and recognize I'm with you. That my words are real. And follow me. Follow me. The authority comes in your yes to God. But power comes in your encounter. That we receive when we say yes to God. But Jesus said this. He says, wait for the promise. And the power of the Holy Spirit fell upon them. It was an encounter with the presence of God. Listen, I'm here to tell you, listen to me. There's a moment that we're standing in right now that God wants us to encounter His presence, not our problems. Not our problems, come on. Not our situation, come on. Not these other things around us. But I want you to encounter my presence. Wait for it. Just wait for it. Just follow me. He says, but the enemy wants to disrupt our shine. He wants us not to wait for it. He wants us not to receive the power. The understanding that God is with you. That you be strong. Because you're strong and you have power when you realize that God is with you. That He's with me. That He's with me. He's with me. Who could be against me when I'm convinced in my heart that God's with me? See, it was Matthew and those ones in the disciples that walked with Jesus. And when they were emboldened when they were walking with Jesus. They watched demons flee. They watched sickness fail off them. Blindness, sight came back to people. People walked and got up. And he watched Jesus do all these amazing things standing before them. He watched them, seeing all these things take place. We are witnesses to what took place through the Word of God. That Jesus did all these things. Then all of a sudden He was gone. And He says, I'm with you. And just like every one of us, sometimes those moments cause us to stop shining. But Jesus stepped into that room where they were hiding, that their lights were dimmered. Sometimes I feel like the church is hiding under a bushel. And God's trying to convince us to come out. Come out and shine. Come out and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. He come into that room. He walked through the walls. Sometimes there's walls that dull your shine. These are the children. These ones were the disciples of God. They watched amazing things take place, and they're in this room and they're hiding. They were the investment of God in the earth. Just stop for a minute. God invested into those 12 men. He invested into them. He knew what he had. And he invested into those ones. And they were in that room hiding. And Jesus walked in. He says, "Why are you hiding?" And they said, "I want to touch you. I want to touch you." And that moment, something came over every one of them. The presence of God moved them, and he was gone. Sometimes every one of us, sometimes we're hiding behind walls, whatever it is, but I'm here to tell you, listen, Jesus will walk through your walls. Whatever that might be, whatever that might be sometimes. I'm not going where I thought I was going to go, so. Just take these scriptures with you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For us to shine, don't stop praising. When we stop praising, the flow of the Spirit of God coming out of our mouth, we're praising and blessing God. When we stop, the waters become bitter. I wrote this down. Don't let your lip slip. Don't let your lip slip. Psalm 17, 4 and 5 says this. Concerning the works of men, by thy word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. I've kept your word and have kept me from the destroyer. They've kept me on a path with you, your words. Follow me. Just follow me. Don't stop. And say, how long will we be? How long will it take to get there? See, I want you to see this. You know what disrupted the move of God? Is whenever the children of Israel began to disrupt God. They weren't even out of Egypt yet. They were on the Red Sea, right before the Red Sea, and they're saying, oh, you kidding me? Look at this. They were convinced that God would brought them there to kill them. God did all this stuff just to bring them out to kill them in the desert. He says, so that the pass of the destroyer, hold up my goings in the pass that my foot does not slip, that I do not slip. We got to continue to speak praise. We got to declare. We got to speak over our lives. Amen. Don't stop. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop declaring, don't stop speaking of your lives. Don't stop, don't stop. Come on, don't stop, don't stop. I'm here to tell you, don't stop, amen? Because there's those ones that, listen to me, that they're solitaires right here. I'm looking in this house, I'm looking at solitaires. Solitaires, those ones that are pulled out of the midst of the ashes, hallelujah, to arise and shine in the midst of their families. The ones that maybe everybody didn't think would be the ones. You're the ones. I'm here. You're the ones. You're here. You're here. Tell your neighbor, you're here. to shine. He said, because listen, I want you to see, he says, praise shall continually be in my mouth, for my soul shall make her boast. That word boast means shine. Say shine. My soul shall shine. It shall shine. That's harder. That's your minute. The Lord, the humble, shall hear and be glad. They will hear it. Your shining will be so bright that they'll hear it. Your praise. Not your bitterness. The bitterness does not attract them. But here's what's thing. There was something Jesus, the presence of God, that God was with, the Father was with Jesus, that he shined. And those were, they would get up from that place because there was something about him that shined, that was disrupted. Everything was like, they were mesmerized by this shining, his face, the glory of God that was upon him. That they disrupted the normalcy. They were able to get up from that place and walk out. Because of the joy that was in his heart. The fellowship that he had with the Father. You know why they killed him? Because he called God Papa. It made the religious people so angry because he called God Papa, Daddy. He says, and my soul shall make her boast, shine in the Lord. And the humble shall hear it thereof, and they will be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Say together. We need each other. We're stronger together. We need one another. We need each other's prayers. We need to stand. We need to be strong to one another. We need to lift up. We need to worship. We need to bless God together. Amen? We need to shine like never before. He says, I magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let's exalt him together. Let's come together and exalt him with one voice. Thomas. Give me a minute, all right? You okay? Just a second. Oh, magnify the Lord together. Psalms 119. I got off script here a little bit. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments... Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. They that fear you will be glad when they see me, because I hoped in the word. That means this. That means that, listen, the world is looking for an answer. They're looking for people, and they're glad to see those that hope in the Lord. Those ones that invested everything, that got up and followed. And I'm here to tell you, listen, I want you to know that, listen, just like Jesus, that Jesus was an intercessor. He was stepping in. That Jesus was baptized by John. It was a baptism of repentance. You know that Jesus did not need to repent of anything. Jesus stepped in on your behalf as an intercessor, repenting for something that he didn't do, but what you did and I did. He stood on that behalf. And do you know what happened when he did that? The heavens broke open. They were tore open. There was an opening because Jesus became an intercessor. God's looking for intercessors. He's looking for intercessors that are willing to, on his behalf, stand in the gap that the heavens would be torn, because the Bible says that there's prince and powers of the air that we stand on the behalf that those ones that aren't worshiping, those ones that aren't blessing God, we stand on their behalf. And shine. Shine. Let me finish. I could go into so many different places. I wanted to go into numbers and that the enemy wanted to disrupt the children of Israel when God told him, he says, I want you to go into the promised land. I am with you. But the children of Israel got into a place and they were disrupted by their enemies, the giants. They looked so big, they looked so scary that it disrupted the joy. It disrupted that thing that they understood that they weren't strong. And why? Because they didn't realize that God was with them. They forgot. When they were in that place, their enemies got so big that they forgot that God was with them. But there was two, Caleb and Joshua, that said to them, listen, let's not rebel against God's word that he's with us. Let's be faithful. It's not normal. But I want you to know the children of Israel, all the other, listen to the 10 spies, and they're, listen, what they said to them was wise. Big walls, giants, it's scary out there. Everybody sided on normalcy, on wisdom. But Caleb and Joshua, they sided with God. They said, God's with us. He says, and these giants, they're bread. They're food. Give me my daily bread. These giants are bread. They're a nutrition to us that will empower us. Why? Because we'll realize that God is with us. When we defeat them and they fall at our feet, we can look and say, God is faithful. God's with us. That we can never experience outside of that. If we don't face our giants with God, if we don't walk in that place, if we don't get up from that place of where Matthew was and just get up and follow God, we'll never experience that nutrition that comes from living outside of normalcy. Come on, I know some of you ask and says, oh, you know what? Would it be nice just to not have responsibility or just not to, yeah, it seems that way, but I want you to know, but getting up out of that place, hallelujah, they're looking for someone to shine. A whole generation was lost because they just wanted to be normal. But Caleb and Joshua, they raised up another generation. Because they said, give me my bread. Amen. I'm going to magnify God. I'm going to magnify God. All those ones out there are looking for, I just think of the children of Israel with David. When David was in that field and the giants were there and they were tormenting the children of Israel, standing there, ridiculing them, creating an atmosphere of fear day after day. And then all of a sudden, David stepped on the scene knowing that God was with him and changed everything. That wasn't normal. But he walked with strength because he knew that God was with him. He walked with expectation that God wouldn't fail them. He didn't give up on God. He didn't stop. He didn't let his enemies create the atmosphere of fear. He didn't talk about how big they were, but he talked about how great he magnified God with his life. That in the midst of that, he shined. See, it was David that wrote this, Psalms 34. He wrote it when he was in the cave of Adullam. And he was able to say this to magnify God because here's why. Because he magnified God in his darkest place. Where it was a place, he went into the darkest place to hide. He was hiding from Saul's assassins. He was hiding from those that were after him. They were coming after him to kill him. To disrupt his shine, you will be king and glorify God. You will glorify my name. That was the promise that God gave him. He was going to face opposition. So he was in that cave. But before he got there, he went to the house of God and he was eating bread. The communion. Make a long story short, he left that place, and before he left, they handed him, he says, do you have any weapons? He says, yeah. He says, I have the sword that you defeated Goliath with. And he brought it to them. And it was wrapped up. And here's this sword that he cut off the head of Goliath. Sometimes you need to be still. Know that he's God. So he took that sword and he ran and he hid into the farthest places of that thing. And laying beside him was the sword. He lifted up and he held it. Boy, he could have entered in the most darkest place of his life, but he chose to magnify the Lord. And while he held that sword, it reminded him that God was with him then, and God is with him now. Be still. Know I'm God. Would you stand to your feet? Sometimes you just gotta speak what's in your heart. I just feel that. I feel that sometimes the heaviness. I feel that sometimes there's so many things. I get angry because I know that the enemy really wants to cause people, his children of God, to be dull, not to shine, because of things around us. But I want you to know that sometimes it's those giants that are the bread, that you face them with God, and their nutrition that you would never get anywhere else, as you face them with God. When you overcome those things in your life with God, you realize all things are possible. Unless you face something in life, you will never realize that God's with you if you never get up. If you never get up. If you never get up. It just sounds good. It just sounds nice. No, God wants you to know that He's God. With every part that's in you. Matthew 5:14 says this, you are the light of the world. You are. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. You are solitaires. You are the light in your households. If you become dull, you become dull to those around you. That's what the enemy wants us to do, to be dull. Put our light out. Shine. He says, neither do men put it under candles. He says, but let your light shine. Tell your neighbor, let shine. Before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. They will see your action. You haven't stopped. You kept believing. You kept trusting in Him. Heavenly Father, I thank You. Father God, Lord, restore unto me, each one of us, the joy of our salvation. I thank You for that word, joy, because God, Lord, I know that that word in Hebrew means bright. Restore the brightness of our salvation. Whatever those things might be, whatever those things that cloud us, those things that try to disrupt us, to ask questions that really don't matter. It's just Your presence. It's just You. It's just You. It's just You, Jesus. That's all that matters. We just need you. We just need you, Father God. I just need to be in your presence. I need to know that you're with me, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that whatever tries to disrupt us right here as a body, I pray to God, Lord, there be a release of the brightness of God in our lives like never before, God. That we would shine. God, Lord, that I know that those around us, that your word says to God, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon us. Gross darkness covers the earth. But God, Lord, your glory is upon us, God. Hallelujah. That within us, to God, Lord, there is the light that shines in the midst of darkness. Those that can't find their way, God, Lord, that your word says to God, Lord, that they will come unto us, to God, Lord, to find the way, to God, Lord, that they'll find their way through us, your children, your sons and your daughters, God. Those that are lost, those that are from a far way, to God, Lord, that, God, Lord, you'll bring them to us, to God, Lord, because we're shining, God. So I stand, to God, Lord, here tonight, to God, Lord, to lift up my candle to shine like never before, God. In the midst, God, Lord, of an epidemic, God, Lord, in the midst of hurts, amidst of pain, amidst of doubt, amidst of death, amidst of whatever that might be, God, Lord, to lift up my candle and shine like never before, God, to give you glory with my life, God, whether it be a sacrifice or not, God, Lord, we lay it down here tonight, God, Lord, that we, God, Lord, are not disrupted to shine, but we shine and we glorify your name with our lives. And we'll give you the glory and the honor, God, Lord, that we are blessed. God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Amen. Amen. Come on. Love you. Don't forget Wednesday nights.